The group Mensch Capital Partners wants to transform the former Westwood Country Club into a residential development. Public hearing on the project was held last night despite a last-minute legal move by the developer to stop it. Amherst Supervisor Dr. Barry Weinstein joins us this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
Okay, first of all, if you could just describe what you saw and heard at last night's public hearing.
The Amherst chamber was packed with people. About 25 or 30 people spoke. Most spoke in opposition to the SEQR, State Environmental Quality Review Act, for the Westwood Country Club. It was not a zoning. It was a SEQR.
All right. And I'm sure you've heard consistently from town residents about this project. What are their concerns here?
The environmental issues that were discussed last night, including a limitation to downstream sanitary sewer capacity, which would accommodate about one-third of the proposal. Drainage issues, people showed pictures of flooding in the springtime of the Westwood and neighboring properties. Contamination, it's allegedly contaminated with lead and mercury and arsenic. And let's see, community character, they talked about how it would change the character of the neighborhood and the surrounding subdivisions. And traffic. The traffic on Sheridan Drive was described as abysmal, and this would only make it worse.
Obviously, a lot of concerns in this regard. That Westwood property, though, if not developed in this fashion, what would anybody, specifically perhaps maybe you, would you like to see at that property?
A lot of the people wanted to see it as a park preserving the green space.
And what about from the town's perspective? You're the one who has to watch the town budget, and you know what's going on in the tax rolls. If it's a park, obviously, nothing goes on the tax rolls. What would a development like this mean for the tax rolls of Amherst?
The developer says it would be a financial boon to the taxpayers. That was disputed by a number of residents who said the cost would exceed the revenue.
What about moving forward, though, with the development overall in Amherst? Obviously, it's a town that has done very well here in Western New York over recent decades. What about future development in Amherst, whether it's at this Westwood property or wherever it might be? What is the general attitude, would you say, from residents these days?
The area that we're talking about is limited to future development, and that includes UB. By the sewer capacity of this sanitary sewer system.
And so with that, I mean, would there be a possibility of expanding that capacity, or is it just would just be physically impossible?
It would be very expensive to expand the capacity, but another issue would be to try and limit the inflow and infiltration of the stormwater into the sanitary sewer system. For instance, our wastewater treatment plant handles 25 million gallons a day on a dry day. You get a half an inch of rain, and that balloons to 125 million gallons a day. So that's the stormwater infiltrating the sanitary sewer system, and that's a big part of the problem. We had one day recently where the system went up to 141 million gallons a day.
Mm. Obviously, that's a huge concern. And just one final question, the developer tried to stop last night's public hearing. They went to court. The court allowed the public hearing to move forward, but in essence, they're alleging that the hearing in itself was illegal. What is the town's thought on that?
The town was served with papers yesterday afternoon prior to the work session. Our town attorney was downtown in court at 3:30. He came back at 5:00. And said the judge said there's no harm in moving ahead with a public hearing. So we went ahead with the public hearing on the SEQR, State Environmental Quality Review Act issues. I think they're due back in court next week.
And then finally, when it comes to this development, what is next? What's next on the docket here?
The next controversy on the docket for the Amherst Town Board is the Imagine Amherst program.
Well, we'll perhaps maybe check back in at that time for that. Dr. Barry Weinstein, thank you very much for your time this morning, sir.
Okay, sure. You're welcome.